Adam. Let's turn our Bibles to Acts chapter 16. Acts chapter 16. I was looking at this portion and I was looking at a few thoughts here and so I thought we might look at the portion here. I'm going to read I'm going to begin at verse, let's see, 13. And on the Sabbath day, we went out of the city by the riverside, where prayer was wont to be made, and we sat and spake unto the women which resorted thither. Now this was Paul and Silas at Philippi. There, as they Paul and Silas is traveling through, and so as they are leaving the area, in verse 6, and when they had gone through Perga and the region of Galatia, and were forbidden of the Holy Spirit to preach the word in Asia, after which they were come to Mysia, they assuaged to go unto Bethnia, but the Spirit suffered them not. And they passing by, Melissa came down to Troas, and so on, and they were forbidden to go to Macedonia. And perhaps I maybe should have started a little earlier there, but from thence to Philippi, which is the chief city of that part of Macedonia, in a colony, and where we were in that city abiding certain days. And then they were in prayer. They went out by the riverside, and they were in prayer. They sat down together, and they spake unto the women which resorted thither. And a certain woman named Lydia, a seller of purple of the city of Thyatira, which worshipped God, heard us, whose heart the Lord opened, that she attended unto the things which are spoken of Paul. And when she was baptized in her household, she besought us, saying, If ye have judged me to be faithful to the Lord, come into my house and abide there. And she constrained them. It came to pass as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with a spirit of divination met us, which sought her masters much gain by soothsaying. Same Paul and us, and cried, saying, These men are servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of the Lord Jesus to come out of her. And he came out the same hour. And when her masters saw that the hope of their gains were gone, they sought Paul and Silas and drew them into the marketplace unto the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, saying, These men, being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city, and teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe being Romans. And the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And when they had laid many stripes upon them, they cast them into prison, charging the jailer to keep them safely, who, having received such a charge, thrust them into the inner prison and made their feet fast in the stocks. At midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them, and suddenly there was a great earthquake, so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. And the keepers of the prison, awaking out of his sleep, and seeing the prison doors open, he drew out his sword and would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had been fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, saying, Do thyself no harm, for we are all here. Then he called for a light and sprang in and came trembling and fell down before Paul and Silas and brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they believed on the Lord Jesus Christ. And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved and thy house. And they spake unto him the word of the Lord and to all that were in the house. And he took them the same hour of the night, washed their stripes, and was baptized, he and all his straightway. And when he had brought them into his house, he set meat before them and rejoiced, believing in God with all his house. Very interesting account here of Paul and Silas, and I wanted to focus on verse 25 through 34 for just a few little time here. But we see how Paul and Silas ended up in prison. How that through the Lord, that and as he prayed for this woman who was had an evil spirit. She was possessed of demons, and how Paul had prayed for her, and the demons had come out of her, and it says there, these men are servants of the Most High God, which show us the way of salvation. And he knew that Paul and Silas, they were servants of the Lord, and they would show us the way of salvation. He knew that Paul and Silas brought a message of salvation, and they're servants of the Most High God. And what no greater calling than to be a servant to the Most High God, to show them the way of salvation. And Paul prayed. He was grieved. Grieved in his heart. In verse 18, and turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of the Lord Jesus, in the name of Jesus Christ, to come out of her. And he came out of her the same hour. The demons were cast out of her, and of course her masters, she was making them all kinds of money through this soothsaying and all the things that are involved in satanic things and the demonic activity. She was free of them. Paul commanded that this evil spirit come out of her, and that's what happened. Of course, as a result, they faced great persecution. They were brought before to the marketplace, to the rulers, and brought them to the magistrates, the accusation against them, these men being Jews, do exceedingly trouble our city. And they teach customs which are not lawful for us to receive, neither to observe, being Romans. Of course, Paul, being a Roman citizen, could call into his Roman citizenship in these customs and various things, but these we know were false accusations against them. He was simply showing to them the way of salvation, and so we see that they were. In verse 22, The multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates rent off their clothes and commanded to beat them. And so they were facing persecution. They're facing this beating from the multitude, and they laid many stripes upon them, and they were cast into the prison. And you know, Paul in 2 Corinthians 6, as he speaks concerning as a minister of God, in bearing the suffering that he endured in his body as a minister of God, in patience and so on. He says in stripes. And I believe Paul says that he was twice beaten in another portion. And so here we have him, them as they were beaten and were cast into prison, into the inner part of the prison, and their feet were made fast in the stocks. So if you can just picture Paul and Silas there in prison, in the inner part of the prison, I'm sure where they would keep some of the, perhaps the worst prisoners, and really guard them very closely in the inner part of the prison. Here they put Paul and Silas. And then we notice the verse 25. And at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. It was at midnight. It's interesting that the timing that the scripture tells us is specifically at midnight that Paul prayed. Paul and Silas prayed. It was interesting that it was in the darkness of night, and it was at the hour that I believe that God intended for Paul and Silas as they come before him. In God's time, in his own time, God saw fit to cause Paul and Silas to pray at that hour. I believe it was God's hour. Imagine Paul and Silas being very weak, their body weak, frail, pain, suffering, by receiving all those stripes and beatings upon them. Very weak. But yet, God laid on his heart to pray and to sing praises. How could they sing praises in a body with enduring such pain and having suffered as they did? But it was God that was in control. He was the one that was in control in their lives. Here they are in the inner prison, bound fast in stocks, couldn't move, in pain, and yet they sang praises. A tremendous testimony, isn't it? God laid upon their hearts and minds to do that. And they sang, they prayed, and they sang praises to God. And I think it's a wonderful testimony to us that, you know, in spite of the difficulties that we go through and the pain and all that we endure, God wants us to pray, to come before his presence, and to know that he's there with us, and to be assured of his presence, and to have a praise upon our lips, a joy in our hearts, and praise upon our lips. That's much easier to say than oftentimes than to do. But we need to be reminded of that, the testimony of these men and how God had used them. And there were others that were listening. The prisoners heard them. Imagine what they thought. What did they sing about? Was it they sing the Psalms? Perhaps some of the songs there, the Psalms. We don't know what they sang, but it was. I'm sure it was a joyful singing. I'm sure that it was something from their hearts, and as they sang together. And then we see there was a great earthquake. The Lord shook the prison. The prison was shaken, and all the doors were open. Can you imagine? Prison building was shaken. God brought about an earthquake and shook the prison. He knew what Paul and Silas had just endured. And God knew that His word was continuing to be planted in that part of the world. In those areas that Paul had visited. And God's word was to continue. And God was in control in Paul's life and in Silas's life. And his plan was that his word would continue. This is the early part of the church, the beginning of the establishment of the local church, as far as time-wise. But God brought about an earthquake that Paul and Silas would be freed and would continue on to minister the gospel. You know, it was the same when the Lord Jesus was raised from the dead. There was an earthquake and the stone was rolled away. The Lord Jesus had risen from the dead. God brought about an earthquake. But God had a plan for His Son, that He would not be left into the grave, but He would be raised again, His only begotten Son. And God brought about an earthquake. So it is here. Immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loose. All the bands that bound the prisoners were loosed. And the keeper of the prison, waking out of his sleep, seeing the doors open, he drew out his sword. He was going to take his own life, wasn't he? He would rather die than to face what he would have to face if the prisoners had fled. He would face death. He would face, I'm sure, torture and severe death because these prisoners had fled, got out of the prison. And then when he saw, Paul says, don't kill yourself. He would have killed himself, supposing that the prisoners had fled. But Paul cried with a loud voice, "Do thyself no harm, for we are all here." Paul knew that God was in control, and that the earthquake, how God opened the doors and unloosed those bands that bound them and set them free, could only be the work of God. Couldn't have been anybody else at midnight. Perhaps during the day, someone could have come in and stole them away or had raided onto the prison. There's many things. But in the darkness of midnight, Paul God set him free. The bands were loosed, and they were set free. A wonderful result came from that. This, they fell down. This man, this prison keeper, he fell down before Paul and Silas. He was trembling. He came into the prison and saw they were all there. Paul says, "Don't do any harm to yourself. We're all here." And as he came trembling and came before Paul and Silas, and he knew that it was something different about them. He had heard them pray and were singing praises. He knew that there was something different. And he knew that was something that was different than he'd ever heard before. And I'm sure in Paul's praying and in his singing, the gospel was heard. That the word of God was spoken and the word of God was sung. Because the words that he said, "What must I do to be saved?" And they said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved in thy house." So the message of the gospel was given. And this man believed in all his house. And he was well received, he and Paul and Silas, into his house. And a tremendous conversion took place there. But God was at work, wasn't he? God was the one that did it all. So it is with our salvation. It's only him that can save us from our sin. And God had a greater work for Paul and for Silas in freeing them from prison and using them to share the gospel and see lives changed. What must I do to be saved? Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved.